Two other approaches are usually taken to estimate the effect of a treatment process on human norovirus. In the first approach, scientists use other viruses as proxies for norovirus. These viruses are known as surrogate viruses. Surrogate viruses are genetically similar to human norovirus, but have non-human animals as natural hosts. Using this approach requires making the assumption that these surrogates will behave in the same way as human norovirus. That is, we assume that if a treatment is effective against a surrogate virus, it will also be effective against the human norovirus. Currently, there is no one best surrogate virus for use in all circumstances. However, new surrogates are constantly being evaluated. The second way to evaluate an inactivation process is through the use of molecular methods, such as quantitative real-time polymerase chain reaction, or RT-PCR. These methods can be used to detect norovirus RNA on surfaces, water, stool, and in foods. Unfortunately, the protocols for isolating and recovering the viruses in different sample types can be complicated, and success is sometimes limited. While a quantitative RT-PCR can give an estimate of the amount of norovirus in a sample, the presence of genetic material does not necessarily indicate the presence of infectious virus. In other words, it is possible to detect viral genetic material by RT-PCR even after the virus has been completely inactivated. Not taking this into account means that one could actually overestimate the efficacy of an inactivation process, because detecting viral RNA post-treatment does not mean the virus is still infectious.